Maria Makiling and the Golden Ginger. The Diwata, Maria Makiling, was a famed beauty, blessed with a generous heart. She was known to be wise and just. She possessed powers that made plants and animals flourish. People from all over came to her for aid, especially farmers. One of her most prized plants was ginger, for it has healing properties. What made Maria Makiling's ginger extraordinary was the gold hidden in each node. It glowed like the moon at its fullest. One day, a young man ventured into the mountains to hunt. With his spear, bow, and arrow, he felled a baboy ramo, a wild boar. It turned out that the boar was one of Maria's precious pets. Out of the dark forest, Maria Makiling appeared in all her luminous brilliance. "This boar that you killed is mine," she said. "Who are you? Why do you claim the life of a beast not your own? Do you not know the lands you have trampled upon?" The young man gathered his wits. "Forgive me. You must be the Diwata, Maria Makiling. You are real. Your legend is true." "I am as real as your dreams and humanity's desires. Now tell me your intent before I pass judgment on your disrespect." She knelt beside the dead boar. Her heart was heavy with grief. She felt its neck and its stomach as blood pooled around her beloved pet. The young man explained his predicament. His parents, both aged and sick, had not been able to work in the fields nor do labor in the city. Burdened with debts, his older sister worked to pay the creditors, leaving the family poorer each day. The grief in Maria Makiling's heart became heavier. In her compassion, she decided to give him her golden ginger root. "The world has forgotten the benefits of honest work," Maria Makiling sighed. "But I am taking my chances on you, young man. Cut this ginger root in half, and you will find small nuggets of gold. The other half you must plant. Grow them by the dozen. Harvest them and cut the nodes where the golden nuggets hide. Spend the gold wisely. Once you have allotted it appropriately, the gold will be no more, only ginger that you can continue to farm and sell in the market." Overwhelmed, the young man could only take in one instruction at a time. He could not fully fathom the kindness of the Diwata. "No one else must know of this gift, or it will lose its power," the Diwata said. With trembling hands, the young man accepted the gift. He thanked the Diwata and ran out of the forest. His head still spinning from being forgiven so easily, he clutched the ginger close to his heart, for he was afraid to lose the golden gift. He immediately went to work when he reached home. Dividing the ginger root in half, he saw the glint of gold in the nodes. Consumed with great joy, he cried, laughed, wailed. It woke his parents. It disturbed his sister at her loom. It piqued the next door neighbor's curiosity. They all went to find what the noise was all about. They were stunned at the sight of gold glowing in the young man's hands. "Where have you been?" his mother asked. "To Makiling," the young man replied. "There is blood on your hands, but also gold," his father said. "You have seen her, the Diwata. You've been given grace despite your faults." "Yes," he replied, remembering too late the Diwata's warning. "Agoy," his mother explained. "Is this a grace or a curse?" Peeping in from outside the window was a next-door neighbor, greed eating away his heart. "We must have more. This could end my suffering," his sister cried. "No, please," the young man begged. "We must keep this a secret." His sister shouted, "It's too late for that. I will go to Makiling to see the Diwata for myself." In haste, the sister took a spear, a shovel, and a rake. The next door neighbor followed suit. Another neighbor heard a commotion, and then another, until the entire barangay heard of the boy who had killed a boar but was gifted with gold. Men and women consumed by greed went up to Makiling, digging for golden ginger and killing animals as they went. "Where is the gold?" they cried. "Ah, we've killed the animals we came across." "Diwata, show yourself," they demanded. "I deserve to be given this ginger gold." The digging and the killing went on for days. The forest silently wept. The birds forgot to sing. Even the sun hid in the clouds, too ashamed to witness the greed of men and women. The young man went mad with despair. All along, Maria watched the destruction of her land, her forest, and her creatures, big and small. Mustering what was left of her pity for people, she revealed herself in her radiant glory. Instead of pleading forgiveness, the people demanded gold and more gold. Nothing mattered, not the land they violated, nor the lives they took. In anger, Maria surrounded her home with trees, dark and wild. She called upon the winds, and together they sang a song that enveloped the mountain in fog. It was so thick, no one could reach Maria for any form of help. People seeking her aid got lost and would come out of the forest, confused and incoherent for many days. Many believe she has been sleeping from exhaustion to this very day. No one knows if she will ever awaken. However, her story lives as a cautionary tale for those who are willing to listen.